772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
It's one thing to be there and not be there. It's another thing to dwell there. Dwell means to stay. It means to live. It means to abide. And honestly, with many saints, it's not been an abode. You belong to him, but he said you are not in the flesh. See, a lot of people have been in the flesh because he's there, but they don't let him dwell. Remember how we talk about God sanctifies that he rests upon. He's not what he's looking for, not out of tiredness, but a place to rest his head, to rest his authority, to rest. The Sabbath became holy because God rested on it. And so when he can dwell, he said in the book of Revelation, I believe it's chapter 3, verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man will open the door, I and my Father will come in and sup with him. We will make our abode with him. I will dwell with him. You know, when you dwell with someone, you live with them. It's your dwelling place. It's where you stay. And so God says that you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be. Now, I mean, you can be saved and be in the flesh. Amen. Say amen in the middle here. Amen. Say amen over to the right. Amen. Left. Amen. You can be saved and be in the flesh. Carnal, the Corinthian church, have a bad attitude. I mean, no, we can't afford a negative attitude. Amen. Be angry and sin not. In other words, don't stay angry. Amen. Don't let anger brood there. Anger rests in the bosom of a fool. You're going to do foolish things, make foolish decisions based upon anger. Or jealousy or strife or just negativity in general. And the world 24/7, if you allow it to, is constantly trying to get you down. It's the system. People talk crazy. You know, stuff happens. The world, the frequency of the world is not the frequency of the kingdom. And you're in the flesh, you're carnal when you're not governed by the frequency of God. Ask somebody, what you mad at? Tell them, if you mad, you better get glad. Walk around here mad, pouting at folk. What's your story? I don't mean no harm, but, you know, tell somebody, shake yourself. If look at them and say, is that you? Is that you? Shake it off. Don't let the poison stay in. Shake it off. Shake that serpent off. And watch what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. God will turn it around for good. But you got to help. You have a part to play. You have a part to play. Now remember what Deuteronomy says. Because you don't serve the Lord with gladness and for thankfulness of all things, The enemy's allowed to put a yoke on you. Amen. We don't have joy is a choice, but we don't have a choice. Does that make sense to you? Joy is a choice, but we don't have a choice. We don't have no other choice but joy. Now you might be in heaviness for a little season, if need be, but don't stay there. Amen. Don't stay there. I'm telling you, don't stay there. Don't let the devil get you down in thinking crazy, Amen. Thinking foolish. Amen. No, you have a lofty place in God. Amen. We always triumph. Now, number five, all right? Tell somebody, allow Holy Spirit to dwell in you. Let me take that a little bit deeper because, you know, when you allow Holy Spirit to dwell, it goes deeper even than just relating properly to people. Your relationship to God is right and you're listening and you're being obedient. But it goes even deeper than that. It goes into your motivation. Amen. What is motivating you? Amen. Why are you treating people certain way? Are you after something? You know, do you see opportunity? Or what you are doing, is it as unto the Lord at the end of the day? Are your motives and desires pure, honest, transparent, clean? Or do you need a filter change? Because your filter got dirty. Amen. Amen. Come on. Tell somebody, choose God all the time. Daniel was facing the lion's den, but he still chose God. Amen. Hebrew boys was facing that fire, but they still chose God. Amen. And they entered into a realm where God was that they had not known about. And then what the enemy meant for evil, God meant it for good. And each time that the enemy moved, God promoted them. Sometimes people miss their promotion by not choosing God Amen. In the face of adversity. Amen. God wanted to show you him in a way you didn't know him. Amen. Like the Israelites in the wilderness, God always wanted to show him. He says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, I have led you these 40 years. Now, no matter how you got to where you are right now, forget about all the stuff that's happened, good and bad. Look at somebody and tell them, you're here. You're here. God's got you here. Okay? So stop wondering about how and, well, if this hadn't happened, if that. No, God has you here. Amen. And you gotta get into the moment and not be plagued by the past. But Deuteronomy says, for I have led you. Like God led them those 40 years in the wilderness. He said, that I might prove you. That I might prove you. In other words, it was only a test. It was only a test. Now the sad reality, that generation never believed that the Egypt that was in them was too strong. And the wilderness was to get the Egypt out. But some held on. Didn't we have enough when we were by the flesh pots? Have you brought us out here to destroy us? And God would bring a miracle anyway. Anyway, now the sad thing, when they got God angry for the last time, he turned them back and continued to provide for them. But in providing for them, he was providing for them until they died. Never to cross over. Tell somebody, I done crossed over. I'm out of my wilderness. Look at him, tell him, I don't know about you. Come on, look at somebody, tell him, I don't know about you now. I believe you are, but I don't know. But I'm out my wilderness. I done crossed over. Come on, we done crossed over. What is our purpose? To take over. To take over. It's a war mentality. Amen. You see, all of the ites are in the promised land. The wilderness was a certain type of test. And it was more for the individual. The promised land was to establish the kingdom. And that's what God is getting ready to do. Tell somebody, great is on you now. All that you've been through, all that you've suffered, all that you seem like you lost, all that battle you had, guess what? Greatness is coming to you now. Come on, you've been through so much for so long with so little. Tell somebody, I'm unqualified. Amen. It's coming to your house. It's coming to your body. It's coming to your mind. It's coming to your finance. It's coming to your children. Hello. I said it's coming. It's on you. You are there now. I think at some point in time, we may do another study on all the ites in the promised land. Because they had to destroy all the ites. Because there are ites, Canaanites, Jebusites, Hivites, all the ites. And they represent something. When God prospers you, he says, if you don't destroy these that are in the land, they will be thorns in your eyes, pricks in your eyes. You won't be able to see. See, when money gets really good, and I'm telling you, some of y'all, it's going to get real good for some of y'all, and y'all going to give to me. I'm prophesying. Y'all going to bring some to the house? A nice, you're going to break off a bunch of that cheddar. Can I say it that way? And bring it to the house because God has proven you and he's going to bless you and you're going to have plenty for yourself, for the house. You're going to do right by it. Amen. You're going to advance the kingdom. You're going to have substantial amounts to bring to the house. And it's going to be your joy to give. Because one of those ites you're going to have to feed is that stingy demon. You're going to drive him out. He won't be no pricks in your eyes, thorns in your side. Amen. You're going to drive them out. We conquer. We go in. We cross over to take over. I'm telling you, financially, even physically, there's going to be a great deal of regaining health. I'm talking about sound health, solid health, testifying health. Amen. Miracle health. Amen. So get ready for that. Holy Spirit is going to dwell in us. Number 5, you will walk and live by the law of the Spirit of life. Romans 8:2. The law of sin and death will have no authority, no place, no power, no influence in your life. Here it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.